Day 4 of Pope Benedict XVI's pastoral visit to Brazil, and we enter the second phase of the Holy Father's journey, Aparecida, and the 5th General Conference of the Bishops from Latin America and the Caribbean. Pope Benedict arrived at the Marian Sanctuary yesterday evening, just north of São Paulo, after a day rich in pastoral appointments with the faithful and religious of the Brazilian Church. Imer McCarthy reports from São Paulo.
Amados irmãos no Episcopado, o Filho de Deus aprendeu a obediência.
Before taking leave of São Paulo, the Holy Father addressed a congregation of Brazilian bishops gathered in the city cathedral to celebrate Vespers. He said, mission and a solid spiritual formation are the solutions to prevent Catholics from succumbing to the proselytism of evangelical sects. He added that bishops as pastors of the church must not deviate from the liturgy, but promote the correct practice of the faith and the church's social doctrine, above all, in favor of the poor.
É verdade que os tempos de hoje são difíceis para a igreja.
Pope Benedict XVI recognized that at present the Church and its believers are facing many difficulties because of the times we live in. Family life and the sanctity of marriage are being irresponsibly attacked, he said. Crimes against life are being justified in the name of the rights of individual freedom, while the dignity of the human being is being undermined by rising levels of divorce and civil unions, an open wound for society. The Pope then turned to the problem of vocations and priestly celibacy. He said that when a priest's total commitment to God and his people is called into question, it opens the gates to ideological and political questions, not always unbiased, which corrode the profound meaning of total consecration to God. According to Pope Benedict, at the roots of the phenomenon of Catholics who abandon their faith is a lack of evangelization, which puts Christ at the center of the church. He went even further, saying that baptized Christians who have not been properly formed in their faith are the most vulnerable to the aggressive proselytizing of the sects. Therefore, he urged the church in Brazil must waste no time in mobilizing itself to missionary activities which promote a methodical and capillary evangelization centered on Christ. Pastoral initiatives which send missionaries out into the favelas of the sprawling city suburbs and to the rural communities which have been devastated by immigration and poverty.
È necessario un salto di qualità nella vivenza cristiana.
He once again invited the bishops to be faithful servants to the gospel, not to reduce it to personal experiences or deviate from its truth. He called on them to carry out their missionary work with the gospel in their hands and in their hearts, free of interpretations motivated by rationalistic ideologies. Another issue highlighted by the Pope was the need for ecumenical and interreligious dialogue, vital collaboration for the defense of the moral values transmitted by the Bible, which are attacked by the culture of relativism and materialism. But Pope Benedict XVI's concluding reflections were on social justice and Brazil's historically disproportionate social development. He said, its extreme effects have marked the vast majority of Brazilians who live in undignified conditions. Here, he said, the church's social doctrine must be applied, and its pastors must work tirelessly to inform and form politicians and ordinary citizens to take on their full responsibility so that they may give Brazilian society a human face. On leaving the cathedral, Pope Benedict was greeted by a central square teeming with Paulistas, the city's citizens who for 3 full days of his stay had accompanied his every move and held constant vigil beneath the São Bento Monastery. They had come to bid him farewell, lining the streets and filling the air with cries of Bento, Bento, as he made his way to the airport of Campo de Marte to depart for the next stage of his 5-day voyage in Brazil, the Great Ecclesial Congress of Aparecida, where he will underline the missionary challenge that the whole of Latin America will have to take on. From São Paulo, I'm Ira McCarthy.